Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Armory 33 podcast. I'm your host, Quinn. We have two other guest hosts today. Mr. Josh is back, and Mr. Weiland's joining us for his first podcast. Yeah, how are you feeling about that? Nervous?
A little bit.
We have a seasoned veteran and myself here, so we're good.
This is the one you have to take your pants off, so you're good.
Ah, okay. All right.
Unless he says...
Only shoot from the waist up. Anybody else feel a draft here? Real quick, the three of us are actually all brothers.
Right.
We have Josh being the oldest, me being the middle child, youngest and tallest. Somehow the skinniest, too. I hate you so bad.
Gotta stay in shape.
Yeah, round of shape. We can go with that. Since the three of us got together today on a random Sunday, we can talk about the holiday coming up. Right. It's not Christmas, as most retailers want us to think. Walmart has their stuff already set. My workplace has their stuff already. It's not even the end of October. Today we're going to talk about Halloween.
Probably the best holiday.
Most wonderful holiday of the year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I love Halloween. It's spooky season. I love spooky season. It's fall. The leaves are changing.
It's cold. You wear jeans and a hoodie all the time.
It's sweater weather.
Yeah.
Early sweater weather, as you have your sweater on.
That's right.
I am rocking my long sleeve shirt today, which is great. I woke up and it was 32 degrees.
Perfect.
We had a fresh frost on the ground. Right. It's hunting season. I'm happy. But our grandmother made all of our Halloween costumes to a certain, I want to say maybe like age.
I was like sixth grade when I got my last
one. You were sixth grade?
Yeah. So I was probably around 12.
Sounds about right. There's only three or four I remember, but what's the earliest you remember?
Earliest I remember is the Power Rangers.
He was Power
Rangers? I was the Green Ranger. You were the Blue Ranger.
That checks out. I remember having the Blue Ranger doll with the plastic head that hurt.
Yep.
You had the green one, I believe.
Yep.
Were you a Power Ranger?
I was not. The first one.
Was that before you? Oh, yes. The good old days.
First one I remember was being a scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz. Mainly from pictures.
The earliest ones I remember is she made me a pirate costume. I was a pirate. I remember the black paint back in like the early 90s where it didn't come off for 3 days.
An
it had that smell, this like weird chemical smell.
It's the 90s.
Yeah,
that's what it probably was. Really weird paint. I remember we talked about this off air, but we were all Darth Vader at one point.
Yeah, might have been costume.
It might have been, actually.
No, I don't think so. They were all different because we were Darth Vader at the same time.
Oh, that's weird.
I could have picked Maul or something.
That was before Maul.
It was before episode one came out.
So Vader was
I was probably fourth or fifth grade when I got that one.
I would have been in first or second.
Yeah.
Depending on how that lined up. And then I remembered I was just a Jedi Padawan.
Yep. With the braid.
So you guys were both Jedis. I wasn't. I was Nuke Gunnery, which looking back on it was not culturally appropriate anymore because... Yeah.
The 90s when you can get away with blackface.
It was face. But yeah, it was,
the idea was there.
Yeah. I love the characters and I found a mask of it. I just need the robes for
it. Remember her. She would take us to Walmart before they did the reset for Walmart. And she'd pick out the costume set you want. Because she made everything from scratch.
Yeah.
So she's like, pick out what you want to be this year. And I was like, I want to be a Jedi. Because I think I still had my blue lightsaber. I had the clip-in braid that went in the back.
My lightsaber had no blade.
There's a reason for that. If you have younger siblings, the younger ones never did anything wrong. Nope. It was always us. What other costumes do you guys remember having? Back when costumes came in multiple pieces and you couldn't buy them at a store.
Right. When people dressed up for Halloween, I think that lacks very much to this.
But I was two or three at that time. So before you guys, I was the Green Ranger, Darth Vader, Ghost Rider without flames. I have a leather jacket and a skull helmet. That was one of the last times I dressed up because it was like, I'm gathering all this stuff. Actually, the last time I dressed up was I bought a Space Ghost outfit with my own money because I was like, I have a job. I have disposable income. I'm buying a Space Ghost costume. And I almost had a heat stroke because it was so hot.
Pennsylvania Halloween. You hope for summer temperatures.
Yeah.
Going back to what you said about people not wanting to dress up, we got invited to a Halloween party this year. One of my good friends is hosting it. And I looked at Nicole, I'm like, do we do a couple's costume? I was like, I don't really want to dress up. So I found the perfect thing. I'm going to wear a plaid button-down shirt, dark jeans and cowboy boots. I bought a sheriff's badge off Amazon. It's the easiest costume. Nice. Can carry my gun, handcuffs, and a sheriff's badge until I get pulled over. Then we have a different story.
And then the pants unbutton and are sexy.
No, they're
yeah. Now I'm a sexy cowboy.
Yeah. And like everything has a sexy vampire nurse. I remember we had a march in the Halloween parade mm-hmm. at like elementary schools.
Oh, yeah.
Or even where we grew up.
It was independent.
Down Independence yep. Street. And we're just like, I don't want to walk this mile and a half stretch.
We had to walk around the entire elementary and high school. I instantly regretted the Jedi robes. It was about 75 degrees out.
That's horrible. Do they still let kids dress up in elementary schools anymore?
I think so, but it's very little, low effort.
Go to Walmart.
Buy a onesie. I'm a Pikachu. Look at me.
Pikachu. Yeah, it was when I was Darth Vader and a Jedi. They're like, you can't have your lightsaber in school because it's a weapon. I'm like, no, it's not. It's plastic. Looking back, they ruined everything for
yeah.
us.
They banned Pokemon cards. They banned weapons. They banned silly bands. You know, like, remember
yeah.
silly bands?
Oh, yeah. yeah.
They wow. banned next.
Banned Pogs, yep. Beyblades,
Warheads.
Beyblades in the bathroom.
Really quick. You guys keep talking. I'm checking. We're good. Sorry about that. But yeah. And like nowadays you have these people can't have anything that has peanuts in it. You can't give children in elementary school.
Right.
You can't give them Reese's peanut butter cups. Never mind. I'm not a Snickers person.
Yeah. When it comes to Halloween candy, Hershey's is the cream of the crop.
Right.
Reese's shapes yeah. are the best to peanut butter ratio. Mm-hmm. Hands down.
They're also so fresh.
Yeah.
Because the Christmas ones are coming out soon. You got to get the Christmas ones.
So. They're already right. out. I was at Walmart. They're already out. So they're I went, no.
Just got a bag of pumpkin, bats, and ghost.
I have them upstairs in the fridge. If you open them, they're all the same shape. You can't deter what the difference is between them. And you're just like, it looks like a ghost, but it could be a pumpkin. I eat the whole bag in one sitting. They're just, if you freeze them, they're really good. What's your favorite?
Halloween candy.
Mm. I'm going with Reese's, a regular size Hershey bar.
That's the problem because Reese's is like such a tease because you get the little teeny cups. Something that's going to be like that lasts a little bit.
Right.
Like the Reese's peanut butter cups are great, but like Swedish fish.
Back in the day, mine would have been a Fun Dip.
Okay.
Fun Dip stick.
Do they still make those?
Yeah.
Yep.
I did the powder. Just give me the powder. I want to go buy an Amazon Fun Dip in a minute. That's the thing. We had so much candy growing up that now I don't even eat candy. Unless flavored Tootsie Rolls. I forgot how good those were until I had a child.
Banana Laffy Taffies.
The green Laffy Taffies. The sour apple ones. Mm. I'm not a big banana person.
Mm-hmm.
You like banana and tapioca pudding.
Yep.
I never liked those two things.
Banana pudding, banana bread.
I'll fuck up some banana bread. There's more ingredients besides just bananas.
Like banana Twinkies this year?
Oh, have you heard the story of when I was in an eating contest? I had to eat a whole box of Twinkies.
Oh, I'm sure you've done that.
When three outs. You know what happened when Twinkie number six?
That's at least nine pitches. That's an hour and a half.
My hands were so slimy. Yeah. Rip it open with my teeth. So like,
like a grenade.
Batting down the hatch.
Yeah. Give me about 8 minutes, I would have been done.
I feel like I was Mel Gibson in The Patriot. Where he's just ripping open the powder and stuffing it down his barrel. But you go to the store and you can't buy just single individual bags. It's like all multi 5 pounds of
company needs to give you a variety. You have Hershey's, Mars, and then others like Tootsie Roll.
Dude, your niece would fuck up Dum Dums and Smarties.
No kidding.
Yeah. She looks at me and she goes, Dad, can I get some chocolate? No.
Sweet Tart's better.
Yeah. Yeah, like the two or three in a single pack. Maybe that's like people nowadays are so addicted to pill popping because you would get them in a packet of three or four.
Yeah, rip them open, take two, call me later.
That was something.
Usually, I remember trick-or-treating, we would get the Huggies barrels. You know, the juice. Is it bad if I thought about buying a box of them this summer just for myself?
They taste better.
You drink a little, put some Tito's in there, and you're good to go.
Not that many calories in them.
it's practically sugar water, but yeah.
Right.
If you add Tito's in, it's like,
then it distills it a little bit.
Every time I go through Walmart, the checkout lane, and they have the king-size Reese's shapes, I'll buy two of them, and I'll eat one. I'm like, here, Nicole, I got this for you.
See, some of the best candies are not available in trick-or-treat sizes. I love Reese's Fast Break bars. They are the best, very filling and packed with stuff, but they don't make them in little fun size little things for treating and stuff like that.
Nope.
Take Fives is underrated candy bar, but you can't get those because how are you going to fit all five ingredients inside of a teeny?
What?
Take Fives.
Yeah, you can't fit five ingredients.
It's like you got to fit a pretzel and then you got to like, make it fun size.
Round the edges so you don't stab yourself. Just always be aware for the razor blade and the apple.
It's not a thing.
I'm pretty sure our parents just told us that so they could have our candy.
It's an urban legend.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. No retribution for all the candy we got taken.
Never found the needles in my Snickers.
Where we grew up, probably could have. But yeah, it was like, oh, if it's half unwrapped or half open, we got to throw it away. Mm-hmm.
So that's just poor packaging.
So that slipped through quality control on somebody else's end.
Yep.
There's a ghost in our house. So you have a little guy. Yes. What's he going to be this year for Halloween?
He wanted to be a ghost.
Throw a sheet over him, cut holes in it.
And that's all he wanted. He was going to do it with the dog, but now he wants to be Venom. Watch Tom Hardy and he's in love with it.
My little one for the second year in a row is going to be, for the third year in a row, actually, she's going to be a puppy, but this year is Bluey. Nicole's going to be Chili. I have a canine patch I can throw on my plate carrier so I can just be a... No, a canine. She's my police. See, again, this is costume you just keep reusing. What do you want to be a sheriff? Why? I don't have to get dressed up. It's ironically, the sheriff was at my work the other day looking for new deputies. No, I'm good.
Like a cowboy.
Right. Oh, I can wear my cowboy hat this year now because I'm going to be a sheriff.
There you go.
One other thing. We all grew up watching different spooky movies. Every month was a different genre we were forced to watch. Yeah. Not so much you, because you were already out of the house. We were like, oh, it's November. We're going to watch Seinfeld. October. Seinfeld. It's all Halloween scary movies. And my main question, and I will die on this hill, Hollywood ruined horror movies with remaking them and having 20 different iterations of how Freddy and Jason can just kill you in your sleep.
Right.
Dude, there's very simple rules for the surviving a horror movie.
There's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's also a saying, don't beat a dead horse.
Fair.
Guess what?
Find a dead horse in those movies.
Oh, yeah. Godfather.
It's just a head in your bed. If there's a new movie coming out, you see the preview, I know how this is going to end. The call comes from inside the house.
Sure.
She's going to trip and fall in an open field and break her leg.
Instead of getting up and continuing to run, we're going to look around.
Who tripped me? No, don't do that. And this is why I'm probably not on you and Tom's level of movie-making knowledge.
Okay.
I just want to make a movie where you do the exact opposite of every other movie.
I guess.
Well, they did. It's called Cabin in the Woods.
What Cabin in the Woods?
The movie Cabin in the Woods.
The big whiteboard, you know, stuff on
it. Okay, so it is the one I was thinking.
Unless you're thinking of Cabin Fever. There's a couple of
Yes. Okay. The word cabin. Right. Dyslexia.
There's a lot of movies that have cabins in the woods, too.
Yeah.
They pretty much take the stereotypes of those movies and completely dissect it and change it up on its head. And it's hilarious.
Yeah. Laughed.
But then, Thor's like,
what? Thor's a knack. Chris Hemsworth.
I was like, actual Thor?
Yep.
First of all, if that was a villain in a movie, you can kill me first. Like there's ways you die. You try and start your car and it doesn't, or you drop the keys.
Oh, classic.
You have sex.
Yep.
Or you go swimming at night. Any other ways you can typically die in a horror movie?
It's all the Nightmare on Elm Street. They all just
have one.
Yeah.
Just go to sleep.
Yeah, I can
stay away.
I'm glad you didn't turn into a Michael Myers. It was a young brother. He would have hunted you down for Don't open doors. Yeah. Stay out of the basement. Nor is in the basement. Let's check it out.
Or my favorite, a creepy building in the woods. Let's go inside.
The creepy house at the end of the street. Let's break into it on Halloween night. Right. Don't do these things. During COVID, Nicole and I were watching movies on Netflix. One of them was The Haunting of Bly Manor and The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, I heard about those.
Fantastic.
I heard they were spookies.
I can usually pick out what's going to happen next. And the one time I went... I was watching it like this with my face covered because I was like, I don't know what's happening next. You found bloody, muddy footprints and you're like, where are these from? And then you see what happens. You're like, I wasn't expecting that. But it was like one of those things where I was like, I wasn't prepared for how it ended
up. More so psychological horror than right. visual.
Prime example, psychological horror, Blair Witch Project.
That's the scariest movie of all time.
I agree.
Scariest movie I think I've ever seen. It's a sequel.
Oh.
It's.
And the house is there and all.
Once the twist happens, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. Yes, you do. No, I think we skipped the second Blair Witch Project, but we watch the first one and then the third one that came out. Fantastic storytelling through psychological horror.
Another psychological horror is Paranormal Activity.
They died off after the third one.
What? Yeah, the first one was good. Second one was great. Third one was the best.
Right.
The Coven?
Yes.
Yeah, end. Yes. Yeah.
That one freaked me out, too. Something about old white women in
a group.
They look at you. And then, like, that jump scare tactic where they hear a noise, turn back, and it's boom. Right. I was like, throat punch at TV. But I watched the Mexican rendition of it. Is it the marked ones?
Yes, the marked ones.
Oh, the fourth one. Okay.
Which leads into the fifth.
I heard it was really good. It's a good standalone horror film.
Yeah.
It branched off a hair from 1 through 3.
That was the fourth one, Fast and Furious. We're going to take a detour. Everybody's like, oh, what's your favorite Friday the 13th movie? I'm like, they're all the same.
No.
I don't remember.
It's the one where he gets the mask.
As long as you don't.
It was in 3D, too.
Right.
The movie doesn't hold up because of those stupid tactics. Something's coming directly at your face.
Oh, favorite.
The third one and
was it
the sixth one. The one where he gets shocked by lightning at the beginning of the movie.
I'm pretty sure it's five.
Five?
Yes.
Because it has Tommy come back. He's older, not Corey Feldman.
Just had to dig him up.
That's another thing.
To prove he was dead.
I can't. And then the same thing with Friday the 3rd. Not Friday.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Dream Warriors are the best out of them.
See, I don't like that one, which has Corey Feldman. Really funny.
ironic.
I'd probably say the first one or A New Nightmare.
Oh.
Six or seven.
The first one I've seen.
It wears out its scare appeal. A New Nightmare, the one where they're making a Nightmare on Elm Street movie and Freddy's coming alive during the time that they're making the movie. And so it's great because you don't know what's the movie and what's real bounces off of your, you can't understand.
Showed how Freddy became Freddy when he died. Is there multiple backstories?
No, there's only one backstory.
Where he was a peddler.
Yep.
Pretty much.
And they locked him in a cabin or in his house.
They locked him in the boiler room. That was the remake. They only showed it in the newest remake.
Right. Well, they showed like maybe 5 minutes in Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah. In the fifth one, Freddy's Revenge, the opening has his mom giving birth to him and then him being some sort of demonic baby type thing. And you're just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
It's the Hollywood way of making movies, right? They have a giant dartboard and they're like, what?
Once you get after three, it don't matter.
You're going to be in London this time. What? Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Myers.
One is great. Two is... Three...
Had its moments.
Three is the one everyone doesn't like because it doesn't have Michael Myers in it. That's the one with the spooky mask, which, once again, if the movie was called something other than Halloween, I think it would have a little bit more of a grip on people. But the fact you're trying to associate it with that franchise takes it away. But four comes back and it brings a lot of the characters back from the first two movies. And then it continues on that story from the second movie. And we're right back in the run of things again. Yeah. But
Didn't Rob Zombie remake two Halloween movies?
Those were the last two.
Wait, there were four of them?
No,
he made two.
He remade the first two movies.
Okay. Right.
That was 10, 15 years ago. Then they made the conclusion, which was Halloween Ends, with Jamie Lee Curtis coming back. And then that was continuation of the original Halloweens.
Yep.
Because
I need to have a murder board over here so we can just connect all the dots and be
It's a different universe we went to.
Yeah.
They're making it. The last one, right?
It's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're shooting for next year.
But then we can go into some of the goriest movies we've seen, like House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, pretty good. Recently watched The Terrifiers 1 and 2.
I haven't gotten into those because it has a clown in it, and I don't deal with clowns.
Movies, you talk about Hostel.
Ooh,
Saw, we had 18 Saw of movies. Those.
There's another one coming out next year.
I thought they were done with Jigsaw.
Nope. See? He's coming back.
See, this is what happened. Like,
he died in the third one, and they made, what, eight of them? Nine of them? So it's
they just kept taking over for him.
Are they just trying to go pace and pace with Fast and Furious? Another one I watched, and I think I mentioned this one to you earlier, was Hell House LLC.
Okay.
Another one on Netflix, based on a true story, up in New York, where this group of people just rented out an old place to make a live-action walk-through Halloween attraction. Opening night, there were like 18 people were murdered, or something happened, and it has those tactics in it where I heard a noise, let's go investigate. Nope, I hear a noise, and fucking covers over the head, dude. I don't care. Sidearms coming out, I'm fucking shooting something. How come nobody carried a gun in any horror movie?
Tommy Jarvis.
That's true. It didn't stop Jason.
Numerous times. Didn't they shoot a flare gun too?
Yeah,
they filled the lake with gasoline, flare gun.
When you got to Halloween 10, they said they tried everything to kill him, even hanging him, and it didn't work.
It's weird. Yeah. Let's have some strung rope and a tall ceiling for that. In one scene, I still have nightmares about it sometimes because it involves a clown. They come down a hallway, turn, and there's this thing looking at him. It's like a clown, like costume figure thing. And I was like, they're going to fucking turn back to it, and it's not going to be there. And they turned back, and it wasn't there. And I was like, don't like the way this is looking. And they went around, and they're like, stop playing tricks on us. We haven't moved. They went back, and it's just standing there looking in the other direction. I'm like, just shoot the clown. Shoot the clown. That's my thing. Just shoot the clown. I'm sorry.
Best clown movie for Halloween.
Oh, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. It's the only clown movie Absolutely. I like. It's the only clown movie I like. You know why? They put people in. Yep, those words. You've both filled me in on that one.
Another out of the blue movie that I've seen, more psychological, is In the Tall Grass. It's on Netflix. And it does not look like a horror movie until you watch it. Very deep psychological horror once you get through it.
I like ones. We talk about psychological horror. Like ones more like Skeleton Key.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Get Out is a good psychological horror. Yeah. But like, that's the thing. It's more messing with you in the realm of normalcy.
Actually happen.
Exactly.
You're not dealing with the paranormal.
Which goes back to why I like the Blair Witch Project so much. It's just people out in the woods. You don't know what's out in the woods.
The thing that always comes back with the original podcast crew is the staircase in the woods. Where did a house burnt down and all you left is a staircase. It's like your mind plays tricks on you. When I walk up to my deer blind, I have to walk through a cornfield. What do you do if you hear your name in a cornfield? Don't turn around, just keep walking.
Yeah, you don't acknowledge
it. Nope. Being in the woods sometimes, if you hear birds, it's fine. It's when it's dead silent. Yep.
You're left to your imagination.
Because my thing is, bears might be up here. I have coyotes. I have foxes. If I get stuck there at night, I got three arrows. I'm not Hawkeye, but I can try.
I'm thinking Appalachian Mountain myths.
Big feats.
Wendigo.
Skinwalkers, whatever they're called. Those things.
Do not whistle or send.
We got home late last night, like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Right. And it's dark.
Yeah. Especially my house is surrounded by cornfield. There was something in the yard that looked like a possum. But bigger than a dog.
It's a big possum.
But it was like laying down.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're going to get in the house. We're going to close the garage door real quick. And then I did the dumb thing. I went to the back
to see what it was.
I turned the light on. Nothing. I was like, pretty sure I saw something there 5 minutes ago. But then we have the cattle just sit at the door and be meow, meow, like scratch. Sometimes I'm terrified of
that's conceited.
Yeah.
We can't.
Yeah. The horror movie brain in me keeps going. If I open this door and I see like a person standing there and like a hockey mask and a machete, do I put a couple rounds through the glass? I'm going to have to replace a window.
Right. You're going to be more upset that you have to replace a window.
Like, do you think you could survive a horror movie?
I have common sense.
He wouldn't.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice math.
If I'm going out, I'm going out. It's okay.
I sent a meme to Nicole yesterday. It was like, just remember, if I ever get murdered, just know I ran my mouth to the She's like, I can't fault you for that one.
Funny. That's just common sense. You're really going to do this?
I agree.
It's not like I would pick out all the flaws, but
I could see him doing like you called the house and hung up after I heard heavy breathing. I knew you were coming to kill me.
Yeah, I was like,
you knew I was home because I answered the phone. First of all, I'm glad we don't have a landline anymore.
Yeah. And it's still ringing.
The call is coming from the house. That's when you batten down the hatch. You're like, let's fucking go. Throw in hands of somebody. Go, Nicole, take the baby and go lock yourself in a bathroom. I'll be there in a minute.
Just, you hear blood curdling scream. Like, yeah, yeah. It's just me.
No worries.
How would you want to die in a horror movie?
I'm just asking. I don't know. How would you like to die? Quick and painless?
Pretty much.
He could be the one that would be like, I'm going to go take a nap. You're just going to stab through the bed. He would be the one that would try and go after the guy and fight him. And he'd be like, no, and stab you. Me, I'd just be like, ah, I pooped.
None of us have main character armor.
Could that be Penny's villain story? Her arc? She's the one that survives?
Yeah.
Her Harry Potter story?
We didn't talk about classics.
Greatest movie of all time. Easily in my top five, Night of the Living Dead. George A. Romero. Filmed in Pennsylvania.
I would say Nosferatu.
Ooh. Ooh.
Three?
And then every time I say it, I picture the scene from SpongeBob. Nosferatu.
Flicking the lights off. If you're there and the buses don't run this way, who is turning the lights on? It's weird. None of those movies were in color.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Some of the cheesiest, but classic.
Yeah.
Stabbing in the shower.
But, Psycho.
Thank you. I drew a blank on it.
From a psychological horror film than an Asher film.
It can still happen.
But no, it's more psychological of, is he crazy? Is he insane? He wouldn't hurt a fly. How do we know it was him?
Here's another one. This one falls in that happy medium of psychological and slasher. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh.
Yeah, because the family was more psychological horror. And while Leatherface itself was more slashers, which, once again, that's based off of a true story, but like...
You have to put that in quotes.
It's nowhere near the actual story. But.
Yeah. I have a book, Brothers Grimm Fairy Tales, every other good Disney movie is based off of. And you're sitting there going, I'm going to see this live action movie.
Brothers Grimm movie. Yep. Heath Ledger.
And it was excellent.
R.I.P. I don't saw that.
Tim and Matt Damon, I think.
Did they ask about apples? Goodwill Hunting. But no, I've been introducing Penny to the old Disney Channel movies.
Right.
Like Halloween Town 2. They made a fourth one, Return of Halloween Town. Yeah. None of the original actors.
No, it came out a couple years ago.
I was like, there's a fourth one of these? I got excited. Clicked on it. I don't know any of these people.
But then you have the go-to ones, like everyone picks Hocus Pocus or Beetlejuice. And
right. Beetlejuice 2 sucked.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that great.
I fell asleep 15 minutes into it.
Not sleep during Agatha All Along 2.
Yeah, that was terrible.
We just need a good, I don't want to say original, but something that...
That's why I'm happy with Blumhouse doing the movies they do, because they are original stories.
Oh, we just watched that trailer. That freaked me out.
But with Blumhouse, though, they are known as the studio that is making the horror films, that are making original horror films. They have a Blumhouse game studio that they just opened, making horror games.
That brings up another topic. What's the scariest game you remember playing?
Resident Evil 2 or Silent Hill 2.
Until Dawn.
Ooh. Now they're what's that company that makes them?
Yep.
However, they've made what, 4 or 5 other ones?
Man of Medan. Yeah, Man of Medan. They do a lot of interactive movie games.
And I just played through Little Hope. Pretty good. Witchcraft, Salem, all that. I wouldn't say scariest.
You want to play a good scary game? Play the Blair Witch game.
Really?
It's really good, and you go through a lot of experiences that you experience in the movies, but you have to interact with those experiences. But the craziest part is, this isn't a spoiler, but your character has PTSD from the war, getting tormented by the witch in the house, but also reliving PTSD flashbacks at the same time. So it's like messing with your brain. It's like, what is real and what isn't real?
Right, right.
And then what's being tricked on?
Early childhood. I remember a story being told to me from when you were a baby, 2 or 3 years old, I think, before I was born. You were upstairs in one of the houses we used to live in, and you were talking to somebody. And our mother asked who you were talking to, and you're like, I was talking to my buddy. And you were flipping through a photo album a couple nights later. This is a story my mom told me. Mm. where you're like, that's him, that's my buddy. And it was her dad, who neither of us have ever met.
Yeah.
Because he died before we were born. But Josh was, that was Josh's imaginary friend.
I never heard that story.
Wow.
Did I tell you the story when I was finishing over the bar? It was night and I'm framing the walls. I had the doors open and I heard a cough. There's nobody here. Do you know three people died in this house? It was Nicola's grandfather. His nameplates are in that room. I heard the cough and I was like, you good? I don't want to be here. It's creepy. I'll be down here playing a game some nights and I'll have like all the lights are off and it's just, I just have TV on and that's it. And I hear footsteps coming down. And I look, I'm thinking it's Nicole saying that she's come down to bed. That I was down here playing Red Dead the other night. I was focused, and she comes over and touches me. I was like, damn it.
My fiance, Amber, told me when she was younger, she had an imaginary friend, and it was a man that would sit out on the swing.
His
name was Jingles. He couldn't come in the house. It terrified me when she told me. But now in the house, we have a shadow man.
Oh, dude.
Shadow man.
He hangs out in the corner. Terrified. Well,
this is going to go back to the older brother versus little brother thing. Mm. You tormented me the one time I stayed over on Franklin Street. You had shades in your room that you could pull down and they'd roll back up. I was being an asshole, as little brothers usually are.
Right.
He would reach over and pull the thing up and be like, what was that noise? And he was like, kind of like gaslighting me, thinking something was in the room going to get me. I was like, stop it. I hate you.
Oh, man.
There was another story. You guys had gone to Florida. And I stayed because I was in college. I had the whole house to myself. I fell asleep downstairs watching TV one night. It was October time, so I was watching something scary. The basement door, I could just hear it like opening and slamming. But it was locked because we always had that eye bolt over it. And it was just that noise. I was like, nah. I called Chucky next door. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. I'm going to be upstairs in my room.
Oh, that is.
That house,
scariest house I've lived in today.
Yeah, that was terrifying. We could hear things walking the second floor up to our steps.
Oh, yeah. At one point, they put an EVP in there.
It wasn't a tape recorder. Yeah. We were sitting there, we heard things where it was like, nah, I'm good.
The one we listened to was during nighttime. Everyone's in bed, and you could hear all the chairs from the table shuffling around.
That's what I hate. House. I'm glad we have one floor here. I rarely come down here in the mornings.
Okay.
Unless I grab them out of the fridge. If I'm here by myself or am I with Penny, I'm on high alert until Nicole comes home. The floors creak where my chair is at, where somebody passed away. That's where they waited for a couple until they found them. And then I hear doors opening, and I'm just like, that's weird. There'll be times I'm down here recording. Five of us around this table. Nobody else home. Deacon's taking his nap, and things are falling upstairs. And we're like, I don't want to go upstairs and check, but I feel like I have to. I don't want to clear this house, but I do. My mind always thinks the worst sometimes.
Yeah, in that situation.
Especially with us having the security system. You know how it is.
Yep.
Like, you hear that, and you're like, who the fuck's in my house? Like,
right.
All the doors are closed. I was putting something out in the garage. Deacon would come hauling ass through the room and just, like, scatter. I was like, oh, okay. Just sit there in the corner and just look at something.
Yep.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you looking at, dude? Gentlemen, thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure catching up, and make sure you take your dad tax out of your Halloween.
Take
don't scare any kids trick-or-treating.
I'll do my best.
That's right. The goal, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so this year's costumes, according to Penny, Uncle Josh is a lion, Uncle Wyland's an elephant, and I'm an alligator.
Yeah, you gotta get on the ground and do the roll.
Dude, if I do that, I'm throwing my bag out. It feels like we're all variations of Loki, right?
Right, something.
Oh, I can be alligator Loki. But other than that, gentlemen, thank you for coming on. Violent, I hope you enjoyed your first time.
Yeah, not too
always
bad.
A pleasure. Yeah. You're welcome back anytime. All just right. Give me a heads up.
No. Yeah.
All right. Have a good new year.
Bye.
New Halloween.
Yeah, good.